Let's hear about the 46% increase. This is a whopping increase in the number of drivers detected speeding on the roads in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same figure period of time last year. And there have also been two more road fatalities in that time. It is National Slow Down Day, and I've been speaking to Chief Superintendent Paul Cleary about National Slow Down Day, what it's about and what the message to drivers is, and also about that increase by almost half in the number of drivers detected speeding in this year, the first 3 months compared to last.
It is concerning, Anya. We know that 46% increase in speeding detections this year so far. This shows increased Garda activity, but it's also worrying because it shows more people are being detected speeding. Today is National Slow Down Day. It is a road safety initiative to raise awareness of the dangers of excessive or inappropriate speed. And it's a combination of education and enforcement. We have speed enforcement operations in place across the country, but the initiative is not just about detections. It's about changing driver behaviour and creating awareness of the dangers of excessive speed. For example, we know that the speed is a factor in up to one-third of road fatalities. So we would be appealing to motorists to reduce their speed and drive safely within the speed limit, not only today on National Slow Down Day, but every day.
Now, some of the speeding offences you've detected, they are mind-boggling. People are going at speeds of 130-odd kilometres an hour in 50-kilometre zones.
That's correct. It's very worrying. And even today, in fact, on National Slow Down Day, we will be releasing live updates as to the progress of the initiative across today. We've already given some figures out there this morning. We have checked 5,000 vehicles and had 68 detections so far. A couple of examples of those would be one driver driving 86 kilometres in a 50-kilometre zone on the Rock Road, or 77 in a 60 zone at the M7 roadworks in Nace. So it is concerning, and that's one of the that's the reason for this initiative. The National Slow Down Day is to try and change driver behaviour. People have a choice not to speed. People have a choice to keep the road safe. We'll be appealing to them to drive safely at all times.
And the fact that the numbers are up compared to last year, is that a sign that there's more enforcement activity by Gardaí going on, or is it more bad driver behaviour?
I think it's a combination of both. We know 46% increase is a huge concern. It's worrying. It is as a result of increased Garda activity, but it also shows that people are still being detected. They're still not driving within the speed limits. They're not taking into account road conditions, traffic conditions, weather conditions, which may require them to reduce their speed even lower than the speed limit. And, you know, an initiative like this today is all the time to create awareness and change driver behaviour.
Is it also an issue that, you know, if somebody, for instance, has to slow down going through a town or whatever, you know, that there's the sense that they put the foot down as soon as they see a bit of open road?
No, to be fair, the majority of road users, motorists and drivers are compliant and drive safely. It's only the minority that we are worried about and that we would be focusing our attentions on. We need to change the behaviour of this minority of drivers and get them to reduce their speed and drive safely. The majority of people, to be fair, do drive within the speed limit.
That was Chief Superintendent Paul Cleary from the Roads Policing Bureau on National Slow Down Day.